And welcome back to Giants Press Conference Live, presented by Hackensack University Medical Center. I'm Paul Dottino, along with Roman Oben. And, you know, the Giants got some good news, Roman, in that they got some guys who are going to practice today, even though they're a little dinged up. Jaquan Williams and Kenny Phillips will both do some individual drills, even though they both are coming off of knee injuries that have sidelined them for about a month. Ahmad Bradshaw will take his usual practice off today. And then Keith Rivers, who was in a car accident last week, has a bruised knee. We're told by Coach Coughlin he will practice.
Yeah, I mean, this is the time, again, after the bye week, you want to start to get healthier. So hopefully today a lot of those guys will be one step closer.
All right. Now, Roman, coming off the bye week, the Giants had lost a really bad game to the Cincinnati Bengals. What would your mentality be after taking that week off?
Well, I think as a player, you want to come back. You're fresh mentally. You're looking at this as a six-week season. And then there's the health issues. Like, you want to make sure you're healthier and how you approach this last six games, because now you're playing for something. Now it's almost the integrity of the season. What do you want to do in January? How much good film can you put on with these W's going into January?
Yeah, the Giants are 6-4 with a one-game lead over Dallas in the NFC East. So I guess, Roman, my question to you is kind of twofold. First of all, what kind of records are it going to take to make the playoffs? And then second, what do the Giants have to tweak to get there?
Well, you look at the schedule, the totality of the last six games, you have two divisional games, Washington and Philadelphia. You have to win those games, and you probably have to win two more. You'd like to beat Green Bay, and you definitely want to keep New Orleans out of playoff contention when you play them in a couple weeks. The only game you can really stand to lose is that Baltimore game. So these NFC games are huge. 4-2 should do it. I think 3-3 will do it. But it's the mentality of seeing what you've done well over this, the first 11 games, first 11 weeks. You know, a lot of those big plays, you know, the touchdown, the Redskins touchdown, Victor Cruz hasn't scored since then. Eli Manning hasn't thrown a pass since then. A lot of the good things, you know, David Wilson, the big running the touchdown against Cleveland Browns. I mean, just for example, some of those things that you have to build on, but you have to start by giving the confidence, the dink and dunks, the good positive plays, the stingy defense, getting them off the field. A lot of those things have to build on that down the stretch.
I'm going to tell you one other thing the Giants might be able to use, and that is defensively. How about that three safety package? You know, whether it's Roll with Brown and Hill or Phillips, whichever one, it looks like they're going to have both of those other safeties back in the mix, if not this week, certainly next week.
Well, Perry Fuel designed this defense that can play off of three safeties. I mean, Stevie Brown's been such a pleasant surprise this year. But again, with three safeties, you have to make sure one is excellent in coverage, so you're not vulnerable by that third receiver, that slot receiver, and the ones that can have good run support as well. So Stevie Brown's got the interceptions, Antoine Roll does well in coverage and can blitz. And again, if Phillips doesn't do it, Will Hill, even though he's a young player, can be effective as well in that three safety package.
All right, stick with the defense for a moment now, Roman. The Giants this year with 25 sacks, they're right in the middle of the pack of the league, but they've been inconsistent with their pass pressure. The Packers have given up 32 sacks, fourth highest in the NFL. That's a big matchup for the Giants.
Well, you're going against a guy like Aaron Rodgers. He's not as good when he's getting himself off the ground. So early in the season, the Giants didn't have a lot of sacks first quarter. Second quarter, they really picked it up. Cincinnati game last time wasn't a good fairing foot in sack production. So this is the part where you want to see OC and Tuck. You want to see them make a living in the backfield. That's only going to help the defense get better, and that can force turnovers and bad plays from a guy like Aaron Rodgers.
Now, Roman, we know the Giants have given up a lot of big plays in the secondary. I think 25th in the NFL right now against the pass. Do you take risks by blitzing a lot? Detroit last week against Green Bay did not call one blitz the entire day, and Aaron Rodgers beat them 24-20. He threw two touchdown passes.
Well, one thing you have to do against the Green Bay Packers, you have to defend the entire field, because Aaron Rodgers will throw to anybody who's open. He'll throw to you if you're open. But
no, I don't think he's throwing to me. He hasn't seen my hands.
No, he hasn't. But I think you want to send a guy to create some pressure. Hopefully you can get some pressure. Hopefully you can get some pressure with that front line. But again, you've given up some yards. That Dallas game, you've given up some big plays. There's been some miscommunication. A.J. Green, that first touchdown of the Cincinnati game. So they've got to communicate better, and they've just got to play better in certain pieces. They've had some turnovers, but communication along that secondary is very important.
Okay, let's talk about the other quarterback who's going to play on Sunday, Eli Manning. In his last three games, no touchdowns. That's the first touchdownless three-game streak he's had since he was a rookie. And during that time, I got a couple other numbers for you, Roman. He's thrown four picks, and he's been sacked seven times. How do you fix it?
Well, the sacks have to be fixed, and those are physical mistakes. You know, he has to stay upright. And secondly, Eli Manning, he's admitted that he's got to play better. He's got to put his offense and this team in a better position to win. And you expect, coming off a bye week, you know, resting that arm just and having that mental rest, he's going to have to play better down the stretch. And I think when you got Aaron Rodgers on the other side, there's a little bit of that competition knowing that he wants to play well on Sunday night.
Now, if Eli's going to do well, chances are Akeem Nicks is going to have to be part of it. Nicks has only caught one touchdown pass this year. It was against Tampa Bay. But he had 9 grabs against Cincinnati. That was his second most grabs of the season. Did you see the real Akeem Nicks starting to come off of those injuries against the Bengals?
Well, I think he's getting better and better every week. And again, this offense is predicated on a good 1-2 punch in their perimeter. Cruz, Nicks, even Hickson as a third guy. That opens up the running game. It opens up the tight end, Bennett, down the seam. It opens up so much. So Nicks is very, very important. And he's got to get better for the offense to do well.
Yeah, you talk about the running game. This is a Giants running game that's right in the middle of the pack, averaging about 110 yards or so running the ball, but they've been very inconsistent. Some weeks real good, some weeks real bad. When we come back, we will delve into the Green Bay Packers, the Giants' opponent on Sunday. That's after these words on Giants Press Conference Live.
Hi, I'm Carrie Kruckel-Gibbs. I'm EVP and COO of the Hackensack UMC Foundation. All the funds that are raised by the Touchdown Fund support all patients that need services at Hackensack Medical Center. We are trying to raise money for patients and families who need the support and the help to get the best care that they need. So please, any amount that you can give, it supports the program. Hackensack is thrilled to be a partner with Giants as the hometown hospital. We would love to have your support in any single way. Please go to our website, www.hackensackumc.org, and click on the donate button and learn more about the Touchdown Fund and how the Giants and Hackensack UMC partner as a winning team together.
Welcome back to Giants Press Conference Live, presented by Hackensack University Medical Center here on MSG. Paul Dottino and Roman Oben with you. And in talking about the Packers, now, we told you before, Aaron Rodgers has been sacked 32 times this year, fourth most in the league. And, you know, he's only throwing an average attempt of 7.5 yards a pass, which is the lowest of his career as a starter in 5 seasons. But, Roman, I got some scary numbers for you. 67% completion mark, 27 touchdowns, and only 6 picks.
Well, even in the year when Aaron Rodgers doesn't have the big numbers that he had last year, I mean, you remember last year Green Bay was, you know, undefeated, I think, at this point of the season before they lost their first game. So they were chasing this perfect record. This year's not so perfect. The injuries, a lot of things they're dealing with. But he's still very, very effective, and he's throwing some highly effective, high-percentage passes.
Yeah, he's got that quick release, the three-step drop. It's all about timing with him, and he's very, very smart. He's always going to pick out the open receiver. You know, on first and 10, 75% of the time, they've got at least 3 wide guys running out routes for him.
Yeah, I mean, and that makes it a challenge for defenses because you've got to defend, again, the whole entire field when Aaron Rodgers is on the field. And if it's not open, he's not afraid to tuck it down and call his own number and get some running yards.
Now, Randall Cobb has been their leading receiver this year. Not only does he have 7 touchdown passes, he's also run the ball 8 times from scrimmage. And on specials, we'll get to that later, he had a 72-yard touchdown return off a punt against Detroit last week.
Yeah, again, Jennings is injured, so you're missing some of that wide receiver production. But Cobb has been phenomenal. He'll do some maybe wildcat stuff. I mean, he's that type of back. A returner coming out of the backfield. You know, Tom Coughlin alludes to the fact that they maximize his ability as well, and he's a guy that you're going to have to really key on Sunday night.
When you throw in Nelson, Jones, and Finley, the Packers have 4 receivers with at least 30 receptions apiece. However, I got another number for you that they don't really want to tell you about. They've got 24 drops this year. That's tied for 6th in the league, and they usually don't drop passes on Rodgers.
No, and even look at a guy like Finley. I mean, he caught his first touchdown last week against Detroit. So they've had some drop issues. Obviously, the health issues they're dealing with, so that's why they're throwing the ball so short, trying to get these guys in a position to catch the ball and run and try to make some yards after contact.
Now, they haven't really been that great run of the ball, Roman. They're averaging a little bit less than 4 yards a run. Starks last week against Detroit had like 25 carries for 75-something yards, but I was told he wasn't making a lot of the right reads and trying to hit the hole, and they're looking to shake up that running game a bit.
When you have an offense like Green Bay that's predicated on the pass opening up the run, you have to run the ball well in spurts. It's your draws, your quick tosses, you know, those are equal as good as some of those 3-step drops. So, you know, that's how they've managed to run the ball well, just running the ball well in spurts, hoping that they can get one big big push, like on a draw, for example.
Yeah, they are in the bottom third of the NFL in rushing yards per carry. Now, on defense, this is a very interesting point. They got six draftees on D because they went hog wild nuts, knowing after the Giants playoff game last year, they had to improve that side of the ball, and they're getting some production out of those kids.
Well, that's what saved their season. That's what saved their defense. I mean, the depth they have on defense, especially in the secondary, is huge. I mean, you go back to the 2007 Giants team, how many rookies contributed to that Super Bowl run? At least seven or eight rookies contributed, played big contributions to that game. But Don Capers has done a phenomenal job, you know, getting these guys active, getting them ready to play, and they've responded. Young players that are getting a lot of experience right now.
You got to look at Casey Hayward there on film. He's got five interceptions on the season. Now, as far as quarterback pressure, this is a team that's got 33 sacks, Roman. They're second in the NFL, but it's linebacker Clay Matthews who's really responsible for most of it. He's got nine, but he's also got a hamstring, and we don't know if he's going to play.
Well, sometimes in a game like this, Clay Matthews on the road, so crowd noise won't be an issue, so he won't be jumping off the ball. But again, he's highly effective, and I don't know what's better, an 80% Clay Matthews with a hamstring or his backup who's going 100%, but he will be a challenge. That linebacker core will be a challenge to those offensive tackles.
And their secondary, which was the worst in the league last year, is now up to 21st in the league. The big news for them is that they've got 12 picks.
Yeah, the secondary, again, a lot of young players. They're very opportunistic. Dom Capers puts them in a good position to get those interceptions and trying to create turnovers. Again, the injuries, all those things, they're all trying to help the offense get them the ball back so they can be more productive.
Okay, Roman, we will talk to Roman Open again next Wednesday as the Giants prepare for the Washington Redskins. On Sunday, it's the Giants and the Packers in prime time on Sunday Night Football. Don't forget, it's going to be a good one. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. We'll see you next time.